Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. My name is Molly McCord and I'm delighted you are here today. ConsciousCoolChic.com is a convergent zone of wisdom for anyone interested in expanding their consciousness. I am a consciousness catalyst playing the roles of astrologer, author, intuitive, messenger, and teacher. With insights from spiritual guidance, I share with you consciousness-raising information that benefits and inspires our journeys as human beings. Essentially, that means I take spiritual information and make it practical, understandable, and fun to incorporate in the real world. The first half of the show covers topics related to consciousness and spirituality, and the second half of the show is focused on astrology. We will look at the main astrological energies happening right now, and I invite you to grab your astrological chart to see which areas of your life are being highlighted at this time. And as always, free ebooks, workshops, and inspiring information can be found on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. Thanks for being here. Let's get started with today's show. Hi, everybody. Welcome to today's show. This is Molly McCord. I am broadcasting live from Seattle, Washington. It is September 25th, 2013, and you are listening to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. Thank you for being here. This popular radio show is based on my website, ConsciousCoolChic.com, where I share all kinds of consciousness-raising information with you, including astrology updates, meditations, affirmations, various types of books. I love sharing books, and I also share with you other authors, healers, and teachers who are doing amazing work right now. So check out the website. That's also where I offer my astrology sessions, and I share some more things. So it's always changing and always being updated. I love the technology that we have at this time and my ability to share so much with you. In today's show, it is our popular monthly Q&A show where I answer your questions that you have submitted over the past month. So we're going to take a look at the spiritual purpose of bullying. I know that's a big topic, especially for moms right now. We're going to talk about astrology and what that cardinal grand cross is that I keep mentioning. I'm going to answer your questions about how you know if you're channeling a high vibe energy, and a few more. So stay tuned because I'm going to dive into those questions in just a moment. But as always, I like to give you some heads ups and announcements about things that are going on. Just yesterday, I was on another radio show, the Psychic Cowgirls, a weekly radio show, and we talked about October's Power Days. And this is information that I only share on her program, and it's essentially a rundown of astrology for the month ahead and the important energies that we're going to be experiencing. So check out her show. It's on Blog Talk Radio as well, Psychic Cowgirl. You can Google it on blogtalkradio.com. And check out what is ahead in October. It's a really big month. That, again, was just live on September 24th. Last week on the show, I introduced you to Irma K. Sawyer, and she has three books out. I want to remind you that she has a special on her latest book on abundance, and it's only 99 cents for the Kindle version until the end of this month. So check out Irma K. Sawyer. Her website is IrmaKSawyer.com. She's also on Facebook under Cosmic Weather. And she shares a lot of great updates. She's been doing this work for a long time, and I really like what she shares. So I offer it to you in case you resonate with her offerings as well. Next week on the program is going to be a fun show. I'm really looking forward to this, and I'm actually feeling a little mischievous about it. Next week's show is about spiritual faux pas, things that are not talked about in the spiritual industry. And the Psychic Cowgirl, she Shannon Lackman will be here to share some of her insights and her experiences. We're going to talk about drugs, drinking, egos, manipulation, all these things that are part of our human experience. You know, let's be real. If you've been listening to this program for a while, you know that I am practical, I am honest, I am modern, and I am about really honoring every part of our journey. So we're going to dive into these topics because I think we need to add higher perspective and understanding to them. For example, what does it mean if you've had a drinking problem in your life? Or what does it mean if you're constantly involved with highly manipulative people? There's a spiritual reason for everything. So we're going to talk about that, and it's going to be a really fun show. So I hope you can join me. That is next week, October 2nd. And then also heads up, the lovely and talented Rick DiClemente will be here. Rick is an intuitive astrologer. He's been on the program a few times before. I really like his astrology insights. So he's going to be back October 16th to talk with me about the astrology energies and what's going on. And we're just going to hear from him. And he's the author of The Exquisite Zodiac, which is a book that I give two thumbs up to. So please check that out if you're looking for understanding on astrology or how to work with your own energy more efficiently. If you are brand new to the show, welcome, welcome. I always love to give a warm welcome to new people who find this program because it is popular all over the globe. And my information is on the website ConsciousCoolChic.com, but if you're brand new to me, I am an author. I have a best-selling memoir out right now called The Art of Trapeze, and it's about one of my spiritual awakenings. That is on Amazon as a Kindle book only at this time. I'm an intuitive astrologer. I work one-on-one with clients all over the world. I have connected with clients in over 20 countries so far, which is always cool. I love that part of my job. And I'm a spiritual teacher who shares a lot of information with you. I am a channel. I just receive information and share it. I've been on the spiritual journey for a long time. I started studying astrology in 1993. My first spiritual awakening was in 2002. So I bring a lot to the program because I want to give a lot to you. So I hope you enjoy this show, and thank you for being here. Now, we're going to dive into these questions. Once a month, I answer your spiritual questions. You can submit these questions on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com, and send it my way. If you have something on your mind, if you're noticing a problem or a pattern, or you're just looking for greater understanding, I love answering these questions for you. The first one here, I think, holds a lot of energetic significance. It is about bullying. And I work with moms who are observing their kids at school in situations where there are bullies. It's a continual theme right now. In fact, I was just having my hair done last week, and my hairdresser was telling me about one of her sons having an experience with a bully. And on, you know, the whole story. And it just is such a dominant issue right now. And it's interesting because, you know, the theme of bullying has been going on throughout the history of humanity. It's not a new issue. It's just become more prominent. And perhaps you can relate to bullying or meanness when you were growing up. It's not new, but it's come to the forefront now. It's a more of a modern issue than ever before. And so we look at it and think, what can I do to fix it? How can I help my child? What can I do to make the situation better? Especially as a mom, it goes right into your heart and you want to take care of your child. You don't want there to be pain or tears. You don't want them to have that experience, right? It's so normal and instinctive to protect your children. But I'm going to offer a spiritual perspective here to hopefully calm and soothe the emotions that can happen in these energies and in this scenario. each of us comes into our lives with certain themes, energies, and karmic experiences we wish to balance and complete. That is true for the children as well. The children these days are actually of a higher vibration than other generations. They have a lot of light. They had a lot of joy, brilliance, creativity, smarts. They could feel a little alien because they're just a different type of being. The kids are really special. It's also why there is a rise in the ADHD, other kinds of what we would diagnose as even mental or emotional cognitive development. It's because the kids have a different energy. They're not the same children that we were or that we've known. And so these children arrive with so much energy to share. They have a different sparkle. And they also have their karmic contracts. They have their soul themes and lessons that they're here to learn. And depending on when they are born, they come in with different soul groups who help them learn these lessons, who help them master these energies. When we look at bullying, we can see a very clear energetic difference between a bully and what we would call a victim. And the energetic difference is in the power. One seems powerful, one seems powerless. In its most simplistic form, that's how we would define it. And when I see this dynamic multiple ways and multiple times, it usually signifies that the child or the individual who is playing the role of the powerless is doing so by their soul's intention. It's for their soul's growth. They are learning to grasp their power more. They are probably going to be amazing as they get older, as leaders, as connectors, as ones who inspire their peer groups. And yet when you are observing your child in a role where there is a bully, that's not what you feel, right? And you probably don't look at that and say, oh, they're just having a karmic experience and I'm just going to let it be. No, of course not. Especially as a mother, you want to take care of your child. But what I want to provide first is this understanding that the ones who have the experience of being bullied, what we call a victim, first of all, in spirit, there are no victims at all. Every role we choose is because we volunteer for it. We want that role. We want it for our soul's growth, to get stronger, to become more powerful, to know our own energy better, to have experiences that we can then share and use to teach others. So the experience of bullying is essentially of allowing children to get to know themselves, be more powerful, be more honest, be more authentic, and to see that they are always powerful regardless of what's happening to them. So it's interesting because we think, well, why would I choose to be bullied? Or why would I choose to be, I'm actually getting the visual now of being in an office. And maybe there's bullies in offices. There are dominating individuals in the office. There are people who essentially want to take power from others. And that is what bullying is. It's taking power from those who probably have more power than they see in themselves. A bully is usually a very insecure energy. It's someone who isn't tapped in to their own source, to their own power, to their own abilities. And so they think they have to take it from others. They have to manipulate. They have to grab it. They have to take it and run. It can feel like a stealing energy as well. What is divine in this scenario is that there are gifts for both sides. There is a compassionate view of seeing the person in the bullying role. There is a compassionate and empowering view for the person who is on the receiving end. also consider that this could be a reverse scenario where the child who was being bullied was the powerful manipulator in another lifetime. And so they have a reverse role now to balance the karma. Does that mean it's deserved? No. Does that mean you sit back and just allow it to happen? Not necessarily. But what I'm saying is that the spiritual perspective is, if you can see it as there is something divine in this scenario, and I will believe in that, that will help calm and soothe the outrage and the emotions that get fired up. Now, it's important to do a few things here. I'm going with the assumption that your child or someone you know is the one who is being bullied. And in this scenario, there are a few things. One, on your human level, talk to your child, ask them how they feel. How does this make you feel? Can you paint me a picture of how you feel about this? Can you tell me, do you want to cry? It's important to hear your child, to validate all of their emotions, to really listen and allow them to speak and be heard. Also important to make them feel safe, to really make them feel safe and to let them know that they are safe in this scenario. Now, I'm not one to tell you what to do. Of course, I'm not a psychologist. I'm not a doctor. And you as the parent will know what to best to do in this scenario. But what I hear from Spirit is that it's so important to give your child a reminder of love that they know. They know love from you. They know love from Spirit. And the more you can do to connect them to that energy, the more they will be able to move through the experience. Now, the other thing to keep in mind is that this is about helping the child or the person tap into their own power and to understand that the power, your own awesome power, is never outside of you and it can't be taken from you. So standing strong in that, standing in the belief that I am powerful regardless of what's happening outside of me, that even if, say, a manager at work or someone at school is trying to dominate me, they can't do that unless I allow them to, and I stand strong in who I am and what I am. This is especially true for light workers right now, because I know that you have, and especially empaths, you are able to tap into these energies and you see them. And so returning to that place of strength in your purpose, strength in your energy, strength in your gifts, will help give you what you need in this scenario. It's interesting because a lot of, what I have observed is that, the bullies are actually usually the most unhappy people. And so if you can find it in your heart to give compassion to someone playing that role, to offer them love, to connect to them from a heart space that says, I love you and I see you above this behavior. And that's important to know too, is that the energy of bullying is a behavior. And behavior can always be changed. They might not be open to that change and you don't have power over that, but you can send love to every person in a scenario. That can help, again, soothe some of the energies and the issues. Now, also with your children or with someone in the scenario, empowering them, loving them, giving them, letting them be heard, having their feelings acknowledged. It's also, you can also work with this spiritually and energetically, and imagine infusing either their aura or their energy with higher vibrations of love and light, and imagine them going to school or going to work with giant angels as their protectors, giant angels guiding them through, guiding them to, whether that's a teacher or a parent or some kind of support system, something to help move and protect them in a way that you know that all is divine in this situation. It takes a very spiritually evolved person to get this, and I'm trusting that, you know, those who listen to this program typically are. So I know that this can work against the human instincts or the ego's needs to control and dominate, but if you can see this as they're having an important experience that's strengthening them, it's empowering them, that will help move the energy through. And of course, trust yourself. Trust yourself. If there's someone to talk to, if there's something that, an action needs to happen, you know, trust yourself. But I'm thinking right now specifically of moms who are listening who have kids that they send off to the playground every day. So send your child with Archangel Michael. Send them with love, whether that's, you know, extra notes in their lunchbox or backpack. You know, also show them how to be strong and show them how to say the right things and to stand up for themselves or what they can say in response here. Because, again, the kids these days are so smart, so brilliant, and anything you can do to empower them so that they can really find that strength within is going to skyrocket their confidence, their esteem, and their personal power. So I offer that to the loving mom who sent that question in from Kansas. Thank you for bringing that up, because I know it is a big deal right now, and I hope this provides some understanding about what you can do energetically as well as work with the situation and take action as needed. So now I'm going to switch gears here to the next question, which is about astrology. And this question comes from G, that's the initial G, and G asks, what is the astrological cardinal grand cross that I keep reading about and that you've mentioned on this show? This is a great question, because I'm going to continue to reference the cardinal grand cross, as it's called, throughout the year and even into next year. So in astrology, we have 12 different signs, and there are three modalities. Now, this is going to get confusing if I'm just going to keep it simple. And there's three modalities. There are cardinal signs, which initiate. There are mutable signs, which are flexible and adaptable. And then there are fixed signs, which stabilize and root and dig in and make things, they're like the machines, okay? When I'm talking about the cardinal grand cross, I'm talking about the four cardinal energies of the zodiac. They are Aries, which is the initiation of spring, Cancer, which is the initiation of summer, Libra, which is the initiation of fall, autumn, and Capricorn, which is the initiation of winter. And I'm referencing these seasons in the northern hemisphere. Obviously, in the southern hemisphere, they are reversed. A cardinal grand cross is when all four of those energies are in contact in what is a cross, literally a cross. Think of north, south, east, west, the directional signs. It's when all four of those energies are connected, and they are creating a grand energies that all want to get something started right away. So there's tension. There is the need to balance, to figure something out, to find that compromise in the middle. It's essentially four different seasons of the year that all want to get started at once. That's confusing, right? That's not possible, but that's this energy. It's like you have four different areas of life that all want to go, but they have different ways they want to do that, different motivations, different approaches. And so it creates a very dynamic push-pull. Take, for example, we have Uranus in Aries right now. Aries is a leadership, initiative, new beginnings energy. It is being opposed by different planets that are in Libra. I talked about Venus in Libra. I just did a show about the Mercury in Libra. We're coming up to the Sun in Libra. So Aries is about, I want to take charge and do what is me. I want to follow myself. And then the Sun in Libra comes in and says, well, what about us? It's not just about you, Aries. It's about us. It's about the give and the take. And so Libra wants to share ideas and make a win-win and wants to find something that is diplomatic. Then we have Pluto in Capricorn, which is a take charge energy. I'm going to run this show. I'm in charge here. Aries, you might want to do it your way. Libra, you want to talk about it. But I, Pluto, am going to take charge and use my authority and my power to set some goals and move this boat ahead. Then we have Jupiter in Cancer that comes in and says, don't forget about how you feel. And open up your heart and follow the wisdom and the flow of your emotional world and nurture yourself. You can't just be all about the goals. Well, Capricorn's all about the goals. Aries is all about itself. Libra's all about relationships. And Cancer is actually all about the home and your place of security. I'm completely generalizing, but that's to give you an idea of the four different prominent energies that are happening all at once. And it is interesting to look at how it pertains to you, because it'll show up in your astrology chart in a certain way, in certain areas of life. And depending on your chart and where the planets are will depend on how it's working with you personally. Essentially, this energy is about looking at what areas of your life need fresh energy, need to change, need new intentions, and new alignment. It is not an energy where we just sit back and allow and let things happen. It requires action. It requires choices. It requires letting things go so something new can happen. So I hope this is explaining to you, G, that it's a very dynamic energy. It can create that inner push-pull. Keep in mind that it's an energy that's global, so it is affecting every person on the planet, although not every person feels it the same way. But it's essentially, I actually feel it as a birthing energy. You know, we're birthing new parts of ourselves. We are getting in alignment with who we really are now, what we really want, what is really for our best and highest good. And that's how I look at astrology. That's how I interpret it. So these energies are pushing us forward to be the best we can be, to be honest with ourselves about who we are, and to make choices that are in alignment with that. So this Cardinal Grand Cross energy will continue throughout October and into 2014 as well. I'm offering a special right now. I didn't mention this at the top of the show, but before I forget, it's only until September 30th. I'm offering a special. It's a secret special that's not to just anybody. It's only for people on my newsletter and for you, you wonderful listener. It's a secret special, and if you click on the link there on the Blog Talk Radio show, it'll take you to that secret special, and I'm calling it the Fall Equinox Energy Booster. So click on that link. It'll take you to the special on what it's about. Keep in mind, it's only good until September 30th, so you do need to act fast because, again, I can't, well, it's a secret. So I want to keep it. And it's a reward. That's what I'm getting at. It's a reward for those of you who connect with me. I'm offering you something special that isn't available to the general public. And that's what it's about. So check that out. You can find it on the Blog Talk Radio show description. Just click that link to Secret Special. Now, we move on to our next question here, and this one comes from Carol, who asks, how do I know if I'm channeling high vibrational energies? great question, Carol, because it is essential to be discerning, to be very clear on the energies that you want to connect with in a spiritual sense. I am going to assume that you've been channeling for a little bit based on your question, and that you're already aware of how it works and what practice works for you. For those who are new or who have yet to tap into this gift and skill, channeling is a very beautiful way to receive divine messages and information. It can happen in multiple ways. You can do it in meditation. You can do it through listening, through automatic writing. I do it through speaking. There are some great channelers out there who do it professionally. It's essentially receiving divine wisdom and offering it to whomever resonates with that vibration. Channeling high vibrational energy is, let's see, how do I explain this? Essentially, you need to be at that same vibration because like attracts like. So it's something that occurs as you continue to ascend in your energy and you open up to spirit and you connect through your own energetic means. And when you are channeling a high vibrational energy, you will feel the love, you'll feel support, you will feel compassion, forgiveness, joy for everyone. You will think about a person who perhaps has triggered you greatly, and you will feel compassion for them and appreciation for them. High vibrational energies are quite amazing, and they offer a loving perspective to almost any scenario or situation. So, for example, you would know if you're channeling a lower based energy because you would start to feel lower based or fear, or I would say actually lower vibrational energies. So let's see. Let me see how I can think of an example here. Well, I know. Okay, the next question I have is about gossip. What do I do when spiritual people are gossiping about me? And aren't they beyond the energy? Okay, so this is a great example. So let's look at gossip. And if you are looking for a solution, an energetic solution to deal with gossiping, and you want to tap into a high vibrational energy, you would probably have to ground yourself, get into your meditative place, whatever that practice is for you. And then you would know if you're channeling a high vibrational energy because the energy would tell you to love them. When someone is doing something harmful or hurtful to you, you would feel the need to love, to respond with love, to respond from a compassionate place. So when I look at the energy of gossip, you know, it can be harmful and hurtful, and in terms of the intention behind it, what's being said, what's circulating, you know, our human selves can go there. But imagine yourself, your higher self even, giving that energy a hug. Because the energy of gossip is essentially, there's some kind of pain or hurt underneath there. And it's easier to take that and connect with other people and allow that pain and hurt to be validated by an outside source instead of going internally and saying, okay, I'm really upset about something and I'm going to figure it out for myself or figure it out with spirit. Most people take it to others, right? And so maybe you're in an office environment or you're in a group scenario or you're on the playground or you're at school or whatever. The reality is that everybody talks. And people, yes, they do talk about other people, but it's the intention of what is being said that matters the most. And so when you look at that and you can see beyond the words and you can see into the energy of it, the energy of gossip usually stems from hurt or some kind of pain or some type of fear or something that they're trying to protect or something that they're trying to get. I mean, if you're able to dig into it, you can see that it originates from a lower vibrational place. One of the best things you can do is to respond from a high vibrational place. Maybe you send that person love. Maybe you send yourself love. Maybe you send the situation more love and compassion. And when I'm saying send love, I mean feeling that from your heart chakra and just visualize like a beam of light going to that person or to their words, to their throat, to their mind, or visualizing that beam of light going into a classroom or into an office or into a chat room or a community or a group. I mean, just send it love. And you can also visualize your higher self in that space, pouring love and compassion and understanding onto everyone, including yourself. We, as humans, have a need to relate to people and to socialize. And we can do that in very low vibrational, unconscious ways. And that's what gossip is. And there's a difference between saying bad things about somebody because you want them to have a negative image or you want to hurt them in some way. And there's a different intention behind just being upset and needing to vent with the trusted source, and then you let it go and move on. See, there's so checking in with yourself and what you perpetuate is also a powerful way of owning your energy and not buying into any kind of gossiping energy. So to get back to this question about channeling high vibrational energies, you'll know it's high vibration based on how you feel. You'll also know it based on how your body feels. Check in with your body. The body is an instant messenger, the original instant messenger. So check with that. How do you feel in your gut? How do you feel in your head? How does your heart and chest and lungs feel? You'll really honor what messages your body is sending you. And then also check in with your feelings. And, you know, the high vibrational energies want to support you, want to help you. I often feel them coming directly down into the crown chakra and flooding the human aura. So keep an eye on how you feel before, during, and after. And also know that there, it's interesting because in spirit, there's always more. There's always another higher energy. There's always another way to see things, a higher perspective. Spirit is continuous. It's eternity. It's infinite. So as you open up to higher vibrations within yourself, you'll probably feel higher vibrations come through. And then we contrast that with the lower vibrational energies, which would be more ego, they would appeal to your ego more. So, for example, with this gossip example I'm talking about, the lower vibrational energies would want revenge, would want you to say something and to strike back and to do something or to, you know, go in those directions. Check in with yourself. Check in with the best use of your energy. Check in with the best choice for you. Check in with the patterns in your life. And if this is a pattern that's continual, then that means the lesson is continual, which means there's another opportunity to master the lesson. And instead of striking back, maybe it's walking away. Maybe it isn't saying anything. Maybe it's biting your tongue as a way to end the energy. Not participating ends the energy for yourself. So keep that in mind. And it will probably be against what your ego wants to do or what your mind wants to do. But that is an option as well. So I hope that answers your question, and actually answers both questions about the gossiping and channeling. Excellent questions. Thank you for submitting them. Okay, we have one more question here. Wow, there's some big energies moving through. It's really awesome. Okay, it's about other spiritual leaders. Do other spiritual leaders follow each other? Do they take each other's information? Ooh, this is good. I feel like actually Shannon and I will probably talk about this next week in our Spiritual Faux Pas show. The short answer is yes, they do. People listening to this show will take this information and use it for their own purposes. We are continually involved with each other, especially the internet. You can Google anything and find all kinds of information and ideas and take it and make it your own. That type of duplication is quite common. But what's interesting is that you cannot duplicate somebody's energy. You can have all the same ideas, but you would do it differently based on your energy. I know that when I share information, I give it to you, I put it out in the world, and I have to just release it and let it go. I have no idea all the ways that it affects and helps people, and I have to just let it go. And that's part of what you learn when you're sharing on a public platform, is that there are people who will copy, who will take the same ideas and try and make it their own, whether that's through, you know, copying your website or writing the same article as you or doing a show based on the topic you said or blah, 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 right? There's so many ways that information gets spread. And I look at it as a gift. I am happy to pass on my awesome ideas to you, and I get other ideas and other inspirations from other people. It's a continual circle. It's how we support each other. It's how we uplift everybody. And I think it's important to know that, you know, spiritual people have egos. I just saw it written somewhere that the new age is the new wage with a W. It's a billion-dollar industry. People want to make money. People want to be in charge and be leaders. And, you know, there's all kinds of things that go into it. So, yes, people in the spiritual industries do get inspiration from one another. But again, it comes back to the intention. It comes back to your integrity. And I have talked about things on this show that I've seen other people duplicate. And I say, oh, okay, well, I'm glad I inspired them. Awesome. Thumbs up, right? And then I go on my day. It's like you just have to continually release and stick with what is best for you and be in charge of your energy. Again, Shannon and I will talk about this more in the next show. But, yeah, people, we have our human selves. We have our egos. We have our minds. We have our needs, whether that's the need to be recognized, the need to be an expert, you know, the need to make money. So, yes, there is that dynamic most definitely. But what's most telling is respect. I have, let me think, maybe 4 spiritual leaders out there that I really respect, highly respect. They're like my top tier. And I have very high standards around who I select as my top tier. And then I see a lot of people who are doing good work that's helping other people, other target markets, other demographics, other people on their spiritual journey, and that's awesome, right? Because we're all helping each other. But yes, you should be aware that spiritual people do take inspiration from each other. You know, it's kind of like an office where, you know, anything that goes on in an office goes on in the spiritual world. It's not any different. So I hope that helps provide some insight around how things work and that, again, we all have very similar lessons throughout life where, you know, we trust ourselves. We follow our instincts, we follow our inspiration, we listen to our voices, we honor our energy, repeat, 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 repeat. So no matter where you are in life, I think that that is what happens is that, you know, regardless of your professional industry, your relationship status, your creative inspirations, your financial status. It comes back to your own energy and how you use energy. And if you are taking energy from others in one area of your life, you're probably doing it in other areas of your life as well, which could be a whole other topic. So I hope that provides some understanding and some realism. And if you like that question, you're going to love the Spirituality Faux Pas show. So please join Shannon and I for that. That will be live October 2nd. And that is my show for today, my friends. Thank you so much. Remember, you can always listen to this show repeatedly on Blog Talk Radio. You can download it onto your iPod, iPhone, iPad through iTunes. There are now over 90 shows, and there have been hundreds of thousands of downloads of this program. So please help yourself. It's a buffet. Take what you want, take what you need, and enjoy. I will see you next week live, and thank you for being here. As always, it's a pleasure to connect with you, and I wish you the very best in the week ahead. Namaste.
Moment I just feel so alive, alive, alive. I wish that I could have